Electronic association with the same as association?
Audio
tech. I would say this, you know, it depends on, rather than making a universal statement about this, it's more we have to see individually. Because there are many factors involved. There are different devotees who are attracted to Krishna because of different things. Some people are attracted because of the social aspect of bhakti. You know, get to meet people, meet devotees, talk with devotees, and devotees are very caring. So that is Krishna-centered, but for many, some people, the social aspect is what is primarily inspiring. For some other people, it is the cultural aspect that is more inspiring. You come to the temple, take darshan of the deities, drink charanamrit, you know, maybe circumambulate tulsi. That's what gives a lot of strength. For some others, it is the intellectual aspect that is more inspiring. So, for them, what is the class? What is the substance in the class? That is what is most important. So, for those for whom the social and the cultural aspects are the primary sources of inspiration and strength, for them, electronic association will not be enough. Electronic association will not be enough.
Yeah.
They will feel, I want to go to a temple, I want to see devotees. They will feel that.
Although there's a lot with the social networking.
Social network is also a substitute. Social networking.
Because it actually is to find like-minded devotees is very difficult.
It's very difficult. Fully agree.
Devotees to find devotees that fit with you. It's not easy to do.
So there's, I agree.
The devotees are very few in number in the world. In this whole world of millions of people, and so many.
And still diverse.
And you know, and the number of devotees is very minimal.
Definitely true. Actually, for me, I am an intellectually oriented person, and for me, I have found that some of my best friends are in different parts of the world. One friend is in America, one friend is in Japan, one friend is in another part of India, so one friend is in Europe. And we have met only 2-3 times, but we exchange emails, we talk on Skype, some that we have done maybe 50 times, 100 times, several hundred times. So for me, I don't feel anything missing. If I associate with a devotee on Skype or on phone or through emails, I don't feel anything missing. If it's a meaningful reciprocation, you know, just meaningful discussion, the meaningfulness of the discussion is what matters to me primarily. And that's why I said, for me, the primary inspiration comes from the intellectual understanding and the analysis and the application that way. But others are not like that. So rather than universalizing it, it is more a matter of finding out what inspires us the most and adapting bhakti. So for many devotees through social media, actually, they are attracted to Krishna. In fact, the Pew Research Foundation is a research organization which studies various, especially religious trends. And they have
Pew Research Foundation.
So they found that in the last 10 years, something like 45% of young people who are attracted to Christianity. Young means between the age of 15 to around 40. So almost 40% of them were attracted through social media. So that is become a prominent mode of outreach now.
And that's how the terrorist networks
Yeah, that's how the jihadi networks are attracting also. That's true. And unfortunately, ISKCON's presence, we also have, devotees have presence on social media, but we don't have a very powerful presence till now. We don't have a very customized presence. So we do need to be present there. And that means that is also one way we have to make our association available to people who are looking for something spiritual. So to some extent now, electronics and social media has become the language of today's world. Mm-hmm. It's just like in the past, Sanskrit was a language of scholarly people. Mm-hmm. But if the Brahmanas kept speaking Sanskrit, the common people not understanding Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. Then the Brahmanas lost their influence, because then Buddhists and Jains in India, they started teaching in the local languages and people converted to Buddhism and Jainism. It's only later when the bhakti saints started speaking in the local languages, then people started coming towards bhakti. You know, Sanskrit was an elevated language, but Prabhupada wrote in English. Why? Because English was the language of the people. So just as our tradition has always presented itself in the current language, so similarly, social media is the language of today's world. And through electronics also, we can get association, and through electronics, we also need to give association. Otherwise, it is we who will be left out.
It's just so difficult because it seems to be more...